Accession number 19129, real one.
Oh, your father.
I'm going up in Sarnley and that, what you can remember. Mm. What can you remember about?
I give
your father's parents on either side. What do you know about them?
Where are you from? I only knew the grandmother Dempsey and the grandmother Tunney.
And where were they?
I didn't know any of the grandfathers.
Were they both dead then when you were born, to your knowledge?
Oh, I didn't know, Mr. Payne.
So what did your father, what did he ever say anything about? Did he ever say anything about his parents, where they were from, and what they did?
He never mentioned them very much.
Yeah.
No. I think they had a barney somewhere back, because I've heard since of Jimmy Oldham that when my father was a young fella, he came and he lodged with somebody over Depp Hill. And Jimmy Oldham's father, he lodged with him for a while. He must have fallen out with him at Kellow. That's where they lived, Davy Lamp.
Is that, where was he born then? He was born.
He was born there.
In the Davy Lamp pub in Kellow?
No, the street. There's a street, there's about four houses there. There's a pub on the end. He was born in one of them. It was there was like a lodging house, I think. There's a few Irishmen that used to stay there. Just work in the quarry. And apparently he must have fallen out. He never spoke much about his family or his father or anything like that.
Were his parents Irish then, were they?
Oh, yes.
They were proper Irish.
Aye.
But you say his mother was still alive and you knew his mother vaguely.
I don't know. You say, my grandmother, Tunney, she just lived down Wood Street. Down the bottom end there, Thorny there, near the line. And, but I never knew that she was my step grandmother, my real grandmother. I never knew her. She must have died at Kellow.
So your grandfather married again, like
we got married again.
It's like same as my mother's did.
Mm.
So how many brothers and sisters did your father have? What were the names? When were they born and that? Or were they older than him or younger than him?
Well, there was he had a brother killed at Keller Pitt. I think he called him John.
Was he a younger brother or an older one?
He was older. Could be older. And there was Thomas, he used to live at Wakely Hill. He was older than my father. He lived near Uncle Bill. He's the one that went to America. He used to live up the Skamoses.
And he went after the 26th strike?
He went during the strike, I think. Just after, as soon. I remember when he went, he bought me a scooter. I was only a man. Well, I'd be six. And he lived in the bottom of Wood Street, right on the front street. The end shop was like a bike shop. And I remember him taking us up, and his scooter was in there. You know, one of them pretty things. It was in the window. He went in and bought it for us. Never forget it. Because they were having a do one. They ran the door on in my grandmother Tunney's. They were going away, you know, the bugs were all on the pop. Why, he was mean of his. You know, Thomas and them. And my Aunt Katie. She was my dad's sister. I think they were half brother and sister. That's all there was in the family, you know.
And did they all start at the pit then? They all went to the pit, all the lads, all went down the pit.
Oh, aye. And my grandfather used to work in the quarry. Still going. It's the one you hear, the outer going.
Oh, aye.
Still there. Garmin's wear.
But you never knew him, you never knew.
No. He'd worked in the quarry, but little Thomas and John, when they got killed, they all worked at the pit at Keller.
Mm. So where did my grandfather, where did my grandfather, where did your father, did he start at Keller pit or something?
Keller.
And he started when he was 12?
Mm-hmm. I was 12 year old. When we... John, his older brother, was only 16 when he was killed.
So what do you remember about Thornley then when you were little? When you remember about your dad going to work and that? Did he work on... Did he work... What were the shifts like? What do you remember him going to work?
I was still going to work. He used to go to work with a... There was no baths, with a pit clothes on.
What were the shifts, what were the hours that they used to work?
Well, there was first shift, night shift and back shift.
And what were the hours for them? What were the hours for them?
Well, the first shift was 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And back shift, they used to go in about 9, 8 or 9. And night shift, they used to go in about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 4 o'clock.
And did they alternate?
Why? Oh yeah, the people used to swap out of them. Some of them didn't like back shifts. They liked to work during the night, and others liked first shift.
So what did your father like? What did he like to do?
Oh, he was in first shift all the time, that I remember, because he used to have to go to these meetings and that.
Was he always involved in the union?
Always involved in the union, the council. A parish council.
But he must have like educated himself then, did he?
Hmm?
Did he go to night classes or anything then? Because he must have.
No, I don't. Well, I think he did do a bit of studying in the house. I remember when I was young and he used to have some books in there, some method or other. Like educating himself. You know, like. Had a name. In fact, that's still let me go on.
Teach yourself.
Hmm?
They teach yourself books.
I forget the name of this.
Because he gave me a big load of them. Hmm? The Modern Home University, he gave me. They're all upstairs.
Hmm. Oh, before that. What was it? This bloke set himself up and he sent these books out every so often.
Hmm.
Started.
So where did you live? Where were you living when you can remember? The first thing I remember.
Oh, well, I was born in High Street, 6 High Street.
Number 6.
Yeah, right. Just below the Ritz.
On that side of the road. Mm-hmm. On the Ritz side of the road.
Just below the Ritz. Well, there's no Ritz there then. Well, the Ritz is Pitt Street, and behind that, Dyke Street.
And what kind of house was it? What was it like?
Well, it was a two-story house, brick. It was a big front room, a big back end, you know.
What with the big coal fire in that?
Oh, it was coal fire.
Was that like the yard or the toilet out the back? Did it have that?
No, there were steps down out the back. There's about a dozen steps. Just through the back door and then go down and the coal house was at the bottom. And you should go over the road.
Oh, aye, were they still there at about 1979?
Oh,
aye, because Philip Lennox's mother, I think, was still Philip Lennox's grandmother was still living there.
The middens. I used to have to walk over the road. And they were earth middens. just come and empty them out.
Do they stink in the summer then?
Serious lies. Why, yeah.
So what were your brothers and sisters then? List off your brothers and sisters. List off your brothers and sisters then. When you were growing up.
Well, there was old Nora. Old Margaret.
They were both older than you. They were both older than you.
There's Nora, Margaret, Hubert, Ben, Leo, and Katie, and then Jane. But we had a move out of that. It was only two bedroom, I think. And he got that top house in Spilled Square.
Was that a bigger house?
Three bedroom.
Because my mother lived there as well, didn't she? And she lived in that school.
No,
they moved from there, they moved from
we there. Lived in 43 and your mother lived in 41, but that was later on when...
Because they moved out of somewhere else as well, didn't they?
They moved to Park Street. Well, they were only... they looked like a single story, like a bungalow, but the bedrooms were in the loft. They just put curtains up, make bedrooms, and you know, a separate bedroom. They had a mixed family then.
So, what was your dad like? Was he stern and?
Oh,
was he?
Yeah. I used to get some bloody stick off him. Out, you know.
For smoking and that?
No, just I used to get the blame of bloody things. Some buggers put a wind out somewhere and I used to get the bloody blame of the bugger. I used to get a bloody good eye.
Is that what put you off going to church and that?
Huh?
Is that what put you off going to church?
Well, I used to have to go to church at 7:30 in the morning.
Did you go every day?
Every day. For months.
But the whole family would go every day?
No, no. Why, sometimes they used to go, but I used to have to go.
What, he punished you by sending
you to
church?
I was on the altar,
yeah. Did he punish you by sending you to church, right? Was that your punishment, having to go to church?
No, I was on the altar.
Oh, were you?
He got us on the altar, man. My eye. He got us on the altar. Why, I don't know.
So who did you do that with? Was the altar up too?
Yeah?
They always have two on the altar, don't they, do they?
Oh, there was about six of us. John Reagan. Joe Reagan. I used to have to go up to Reagan's house, round the north.
Was that there then? Was that?
Learn the Latin.
Was the north there then, like?
Oh, aye.
When was that built?
That would be built, in 1920s. I can't remember when they built them. They're all the humans. Around the 1920s.
So was your father, he was always a devout Catholic? What, from the word?
Yeah.
Ever since you can remember? Ever since you can remember? What about your mother's family? How many were there in your mother's family? Was there, she was Dempsey before she was 20, wasn't she?
They were all renegades, the Dempseys. Uncle Tom. It was Uncle Tom and Uncle Bill, they were twins. He didn't look like each other, you know, but they were.
Well, that's on your father's side, isn't it? It's just another Tom and Bill, aren't they? Because you had your Uncle Bill who went to America, it's a different one.
Oh, aye, that's me Uncle Bill Tunney.
Well, these are another Bill and Tom.
Me Uncle Bill Dempsey.
Oh, aye.
Me Uncle Tom, me Uncle Bill. Me Uncle Paddy. Me Uncle John. It's the four.
And your mother.
And my mother.
And what did they do?
And me Aunt Katie. She lived very ill. She was another daughter. I think there was another one as well. I can't remember.
So what did they do? Did they?
Well, my uncle Tom worked in the council. He was a labourer, nubby. My uncle Paddy and my uncle Bailey worked at the pit.
But it's only.
And my uncle John worked on the council. He was a bricklayer, maintenance. Just go down, round, down repairs. He used to work for a local builder first. Thorny used to do a bit of building. Melvin Ramshaw called him. He served his time with him, then he got a job on the council where he was there all the time till he finished.
So were they, on your mother's side, they weren't devout Catholics?
I don't know.
they like to drink, and they?
I'm even Tom. What? Uncle Bill never went.
So in Thornley at the time, was it, were the people that, is that how it divided, those people that went to church and those people that, you know, like to go to the pub?
A lot did both. There's a lot of them went to pubs, and me and my buddy used to go to church.
Did your dad not even drink in the house then? Did he not? Did he never drink in the house, like on a New Year or anything? Would he not?
Who?
Did your father?
No, he wouldn't drink much.
Not even on New Year, would he not?
No. Never smoked, never gambled. So all he thought about was the church. He used to take us to Ferry Hill, you know, and maybe on the Hawkes Bank on the Monday or something like that. We used to walk over. We used to walk over the hilly. To Deaf Hill station.
Yeah.
We used to get a train there. Yeah. Up to Ferry Hill station. And we used to come back on the bus at night time. And we used to get the bus from Ferry Hill station down the bank to Coxall. Then we used to change onto the Jane B and get back to Thornley. We used to go up there regular, and there was Godric and Austin, two cousins of mine, and we used to run about those quarries and hills and everything up there. We used to go running about outside, you know.
What kind of wages would a miner be earning in the 20s? Right.
I think he had about 6 and 10 a shift. I can't remember. I know when I left Jack Walden and started working away for different firms, I was bringing more money than the old fella. But of course he had free house and everything, you know. Free coal. Free.
Is that what you got as a miner? You got free house. You didn't have to pay any rent on
them. No.
But it was tied, you know, if the bloke got killed, that was the widow thrown out or something.
Oh, I didn't have to get out.
So what happened to them? Did they? Yeah. There was no council houses then?
Oh, they were building them then. They started in the 1920s up there, thrown over north. There was nothing up here then.
Oh, no, no.
It was only the north and a few down where Sir Baldur's were. There's a few down outside of there.
So that was all open fields?
That was all open fields.
When did they build Hillside then?
Hmm?
When did they build Hillside next to us?
Straight after the war.
And East Leigh, when was that? Was that just after the war? Down here?
Then they built East Leigh. Then they built East. Then they built
It was close and that was it.
It was close. And there's one or two little sites. There's one, Passvale Square, and they built them.
Was that after the war?
Aye, I worked on them in 1948.
When did they build the VJ then, that big house there? What was that?
Hmm?
The big big VJ house, the shop. Because that's a huge house, who built that?
That was built there. Bob Kirk. Bob Kirk built that.
Brother of the bloke who wrote the history.
Hmm?
The brother of the bloke who wrote the history. But he built that especially for himself and for his shop and that.
Hmm?
He built that for the shop.
Oh, yes. Aye, aye. Oh, that was after the war, when that was built. Yeah.
So did everybody avoided the kind of the First World War then, if you worked down the pit, you never...
Oh, there's a lot of... No, Mutant Bill was there, and Mutant John was there. I don't know about me, Uncle Tom. I think he might have been in the army. I was. He was in as well.
Can you remember what outfits you were with?
Hmm?
Can you remember what outfits
you were with? Well, it was at Tyneside Irish. That's where they used to go. Just put them in there, just call them the Tyneside Irish.
So that was your dad's two brothers?
No, my uncles.
Oh, on your mother's side then?
Mm.
Was the outfit of the same?
The Dennis's. There's another Tunnies in the army.
Well, they were lucky then if they both were in and they both survived then. On your mother's side.
Uncle Jack was wounded, Uncle John. Yeah, he had a bloody hole through here somewhere.
What still?
Oh, aye. It used to affect his thumb and his finger. He had a pension for it. Right up when he died. It was like a hole through there, through his hand.
So how long, when did he die?
Oh, my Uncle John. Bloody hell, I can't remember. He was living around the north. When he died, he's living where his daughter was living, Maggie. My cousin Maggie. Why is Joan still living in the same house?
So when did you start school then, like 1925 would that be?
24, why earlier I think.
No, you were born in 1920, you'd have to be 1920. So where did you start? Was that at Godric's?
Mm-hmm.
So that was... So that the school at the bottom of Thornley, that what was before that, wasn't it?
Oh,
so what was that like? Do you remember about that at the start
of
school?
We used to have to walk. We used to walk to school.
What, over the lines?
We used to go down the pit yard, over the Duffeeps, along the Gussie Gutter.
Was that there then, the Gussie Gutter was over
there?
Oh,
aye. It was a path, style. Yeah. Fine. What times a day we used to walk then?
What, you used to come back for your dinner?
Mm-hmm. No dinners at school. I used to come back.
So who was the headmaster then? That was Mr. Finnerty.
Boney.
Huh?
Mr. Boney, when I was, when I first started. Mr. Boney used to live in the villas.
Was he there?
Oh, his grandfather, Baldy, big Tash. He was a great fellow, yeah. He had a massive funeral when he died. Yeah. We all the school was out. We all walked down behind the coffin from the church, and he was buried at Wadey Hill. We all walked down behind the funeral.
When was that?
Oh, my, I was going to school. Well, I might have been 12-year-old, 10. I don't remember it.
And Mr. Finnerty took over from him?
No. There's another one out here before that. There was, there was a Mr. Smith. He's on that photograph of footballers. But he wasn't there long. He went down Middlesbrough way.
What was that school like then? And was it, did he use the cane and that was it?
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah. I think he's like some of the same desks when I was there.
Yeah.
The dark wooden ones with the hole for the,
yeah,
for the ink.
Aye, aye. Finnerty. No good, that fella.
Why didn't you like him then?
I don't know. I just couldn't get over him.
He used to jangle his money in his pocket, you said. Is that true?
Character. I saw him. Character. You bloody hypocrite.
Were they keen on church and that at the school? They would have been at the school, wouldn't they? They would be keen on church at the school.
What? Aye, aye.
There was the priest then, what was he called?
Oh, hell, Father Mulcahy. Nice fella, him, big, big fella. He was on when I was on the altar. Smith. Was it a tailor as well? I don't know whether he got the headmaster's job or not. He's called him Mosey Taylor. Bald headed fellow with a big beak. He was a cunning fella. I don't know what happened to him. I think when he got Finity, I think he left.